part that actually makes you able to advocate for people or for me to advocate, because I don't want people to feel my pain. I don't want people to feel that hurt. I don't want people to have to go through those mistakes. So that's what that's how I wrote the book from that perspective.
Listen, man, if you can save us some of the trouble, some of the trepidations, we have to get down. The book is called Can You Hear Me Now? Now, Selena, coming from Grenada, and shout out to Grenada. You're one of the first Grenadian celebrities.
Shout out to Grenada, 473 Massive, yo.
So my people, we're from the Carenage. What part are you from?
We are St. David's, Pomerose, man. Come on now. We in country. You and the Carenage, you city people.
Yeah, if I'm St. George's, I'm a big fan of nutmeg, but I love the country. Grenada's very, very beautiful. I've been there a multitude of times. Now, coming from Grenada, did you ever think that you'll ascend to the levels that you ascend? Did you ever envision yourself as a kid thinking like, I'm gonna be the first black person in the politics representing Whitby? Did you think that to yourself?
No, I never even thought about getting into politics until like a couple of years ago, brother. I just showed up in politics.
So what? I know you have a background in business. So what did you originally want to be, you know, coming up? When you saw yourself as a teenager, or as a young adult, what did you want to become?
I actually wanted to be a neurosurgeon. I wanted to be a medical doctor. I got that book, Ben Carson's Gifted Hands. I wanted to be like the female black Ben Carson, not the political version, the neurosurgeon version. And that's what I wanted to be. And, you know, I didn't end up doing well in university, ended up starting my own business, did really successful in that, and then pivoted to politics. You know what? I think the moral of the story is you got to be ready to like open yourself up to the universe. And when things come for you, just be prepared to walk in that door and take it.
Well, listen, Selena, it's easier said than done. Some people just, you know, they want to stay in their box. They don't want to do too much different things. But you can see when you open up yourself, great things can happen. Walk me through this politics experience. So who forced your hand to get into politics? Now, how did this come about for you to represent Whitby and then go on to Parliament?
No, you know what? I was doing my MBA at the time, and there was a politics component of the program. Right. And in that politics component, I was just like, man, I could do this. And I became a member of the Liberal Party for the first time in February of 2014. Then on March 8th, International Women's Day, I got an email that said, do you know a woman who would be interested in running for the next federal election? I was like, do I know her?
I am her.
I'm that woman. And so I decided to just put my hand up and say, yeah, I'll do it. And I decided to run. So it wasn't a force. I wasn't forced into it. I just thought that this is a good way to get the political capital that is necessary to create equity in some of the business ventures that I had.
What were some of the, you know, I don't want to say fears, but what were some of your reservations as you go into politics? Because now, what a lot of people don't understand, in politics, it's very intrusive. You have the media you have to deal with. You have your constituents. You have people that are expecting you to deliver on certain promises. Did you feel a certain kind of pressure going into politics, knowing all these factors are going to kind of play into it?
I'm not sure I felt that pressure necessarily. One of the things that I did do was I wanted to make sure that I kept the promises that I made to my constituents. Mm-hmm. I wanted them to know that I was going to be authentic, that I was going to push back against the status quo, that I was going to strive for that equity that I said that we were actually campaigning on. Yeah. Government done differently, bold, transformative. I was going to be that person. I wanted to be their voice. And so there wasn't that pressure to do anything differently than to remain who I was, to remain authentically Selena.
Yeah, living your truth. You know, you might be one of the few honest politicians in the country.
maybe
that's just all the pushback, but we'll get to that. Walk me through, because a lot of us, you know, a lot of us that listen to the show are from a minority, are visibly black and whatnot. And a lot of us always talk about, for us to get real change, the legislation had to change. We had to get people into office, into politics. And you're one of the few that kind of broke that ceiling. So I'm curious to find out, what was your first day like on Parliament? Like, as you walked through the door, you had your pirate suit on. You know, I'm a black woman. I'm proud. I'm educated. I'm smart. I know what I want to do. I have my values. Walk me through that first day as you walked through Parliament.
The first day I walked in was in December of 2015, and it was a meeting with the Prime Minister. I'd just been appointed as his parliamentary secretary. I sit down with him, and, you know, we have some small chat, and then I say, let me tell you something.
Macho, my city! Selena Cesar Chavanez on the show! The explosives! Talk to me, Selena. What do you tell Trudeau?
I say, let me tell you something. And you know when a black woman tells you, let me tell you something. That you better be listening.
Especially a West Indian black woman. You know, West Indian black women don't play. You from back home. You ain't playing.
Yeah. This is not let me tell you a little thing. This is let me tell you something. And I said, you know, if you pick me to be your parliamentary secretary to fill any gender or racial gaps that you have in your administration, I'm not interested. I'm perfectly happy being the member of parliament for Whitby. I don't need another title. Right. And so what I was saying was, don't play me for a token. I don't want to be a fool in your government. I'm not here for poppy show. I ain't here for no poppy show.
You got the West Indian woman clicking out their radios, clicking out their phones. You're not here for poppy show. My mom has told me that so much times.
Yeah, no, man. I'm not here for no poppy show. I want to know that I'm here to do the work. I am smart. I have 2 MBAs. I've owned a successful business. I'm not making joke. We ain't making joke now.
No.
We're here for the real.
Right.
And that was that first conversation. And of course, I was told, oh, no, you're here on merit. And I said, I know I'm here on merit. I know that for sure. I just want to make sure that you know.
No. Yeah, Selena, you're the truth. Because a lot of people talk about, you know, when I see Trudeau, I'm gonna tell him this, I'm gonna tell him that. You were in the position, you were in the seat next to him, and you told him straight up. Because that's one of my fears too. Like when you're elite, when you're black and you're elite at your field, the higher you go, the less people that look like you is around you, right? And one of the fears that I have, especially with broadcasting, is this fear of being that token character. And how do you let them know, listen, I'm not a token piece? Like,
well, you have to say it. You have to be straight up. You have to say it. And then the thing is, though, because for that first year, I actually was made the token, right? When you actually see it happening, you have to be ready to like call it out or step back.
Yeah.
You know, and I didn't need the title. Mm-hmm. I'm a grown woman. I'm not there to like, I'm actually not there for poppy show, to be true.
Exactly.
Right? But I'm not just going to accept it. I'm not just going to go along to get along. Mm-hmm. And I stepped down from that role.
Yeah, listen, man, there's an infamous quote that you quoted from somebody. And when I read it, I'm like, I can't wait to interview this woman. The quote goes, you've got to learn when to leave the table when love is no longer being served. That I need that on a shirt with just your head under it. Even though I know it's not your quote, I can't remember where it's from.
That's from Nina Simone.
And you know Nina. You and Nina could have been friends. You and Nina could never been friends.
Me and Nina would have thrown down. If she was here, we would have thrown down. We would have been good.
In your book, Can You Hear Me Now, you definitely speak about your experience on Parliament. And you talk about microaggression, racism on Parliament Hill. And then I kind of tied into that quote from Nina Simone that you so graciously gave it to us. You've got to learn when to leave the table. When is a good time to leave the table, man? When is love no longer being served on Parliament Hill?
Yeah, you know what? Well, people often say to me, oh, you know, you were at the table, or you're at this position of power. And you know, what I found was the more I started speaking up, you know, when you have a dinner party,
right,
you put people that you like closest to the host, right? You have your homies beside you and the people that you don't really want to talk to, but you had to invite because, you know, if you didn't, then it would be like a waste.
Right.
You put them down at the end, right?
Right.
So you don't have to really talk to them too tough. So I found at the beginning, I was like right beside the host. I'm like right there. The more I started talking up about racism, microaggressions, mental health, I'm moving down further and further. When I really start talking about racism, I'm like,
you're on the next table. They're
putting you on the next table. I'm sitting like on the periphery, right? And I'm like, well, wait now. Then by the time 2018 comes and I'm like having like, you know, my Twitter thing with Maxime Bernier, I realize I'm on the menu. When you realize that you are no longer at the table, but you are on the menu and you're being beat up, that's a different sort of thing. That's when you need to dig deep as a person and say, yo, man, I know my worth. I know how valuable I am. I know how I didn't steal nothing to get here.
Right.
I earned this spot. Mm-hmm. So I'm not staying on the menu anymore. But you better be sure that before I leave this table, I know everything that's on this table. I know the bounty that you have here.
Talk to me about the bounty a little bit. Talk to me about before we go into bounty, I'll be remiss if I don't ask you this. When you start seeing that you're speaking up more and then they're pushing you down further down the table, did at any point did you ask yourself, you know what, maybe I should hold back some of my rhetoric? Maybe I should hold back. No, I'm just being honest because we see it often in our black community that a lot of us that ascend professionally they tend to less talk out because they don't want to ruffle up the feathers. A lot of people don't want to mess up their paycheck or their status when they elevate, right? Yeah. You said, I don't care. I got my two MBAs. I got my business. I got things to fall back on. Everybody's not so lucky, Selena. At any point, when you start seeing your seat starting to change, we're like, you know what? Maybe I should hold back a little bit on this racism. Maybe I should hold my tongue a little bit. No?
For sure. For sure, I did. And, you know, it's interesting. When I started talking about mental health, a woman said to me, I'm glad that you're able to talk about it, because if I do, I fear that I may lose my job or lose my kids.
Yeah. Yeah.
And so there's a responsibility that comes with being in that position. And I knew there'd be consequences. I knew that I would probably never work another day in Canada again. Like, this is the stuff that this is the mental math that I've done, right, to say, if I keep speaking up about this, they're going to blacklist me. So I'm not going to be able to do the things that I want to do. Do I continue to go? Yes, because I need to speak up for that woman who's afraid to speak, to say anything, or else she's going to lose her job. Could you imagine living your life afraid you're going to lose your job? Yeah. Or your
kids? A lot of people do, Selena.
Come on, man.
A lot of people do. That's why it's important we have you on. And so, listen, you could be your own person. Speak out.
Those that have the capacity to do so should. Mm-hmm. They have. It's a responsibility that they have. They have to do that.
Oh, man. Is it fair to say that the whole Twitter battle, let me know if I'm quoting you right. You tweeted, please check your privilege and be quiet.
Yes. Yes.
Please check your privilege and be quiet. Was that exchange, that whole Twitter beef, was that the straw that broke your back? Was like, you know what, I need to leave.
Yeah, no. So that was in response to Maxime Bernier. He tweeted about that, who said, you know, that the investments that we were making as a government in the Black community in the 2018 budget, the first time the Black community had been named in a federal budget, right, he said that investment was divisive and we should be striving for a colorblind society. And, you know, nobody. So then the whole government is silent. Nobody's saying anything. So I'm like, dude, check your privilege and be quiet.
Yeah.
Like, you're actually contributing to racism by saying you want a colorblind society. And the thing is that nobody in my party actually stepped up and showed their mettle and said, you know, it's one thing to say, I'm not going to stand with Selena. I'm not going to like help her out. But it's another thing to say, I'm not going to actually protect the Black community in which we're making the investments in. Mm. They had an opportunity to say, no, Maxime, be quiet. No, actually be quiet. Take several seats, because this is an important investment in equity-seeking groups, in making sure that people who we're not just making this investment because we feel sorry for them, because we've contributed. Generations of people, Black people in Canada, have contributed to the economic, social, and political growth in this country.
Yeah.
We are making those investments. So take several seats with this investment is divisive. And nobody said anything. And I'm like, how are you going to let him get away with that?
No, you wasn't going to be quiet. Not Selena.
No.
How did you feel, you know, you're just saying that your party didn't come to your support, and primarily Trudeau didn't come to your back end. Not until there was the hashtag Selena, right? That he came to your
not
rescue.
Until Here for Selena starts to trend. So, you know, people would say, well, Selena, you know, he's the prime minister. He doesn't have time to, like, you know, call you or check in on you and stuff like that. But 3 weeks later, when Here for Selena started trending globally, when, you know, everybody else was saying, no, you can't attack her as a racist because she's talking about racism. He should check his privilege. He decides at that point, at 6 o'clock that evening, oh, the phone call comes.
I call you.
Hey, Selena, are you okay? And at that point, I was like, oh, so your phone actually does work. All right. Well, okay. I'm good.
Okay.
You'll ride with me when it's good, but you're not going to ride with me when I'm in trouble. Okay.
I read somewhere that when you told Trudeau that you weren't coming back, that you were leaving, that he was yelling at you? Not you, Selena. Not you. He wasn't yelling at you.
Child.
Hold on, Selena. Not Mr. Trudeau, Mr. Smiley Face. Oh, he's a baby face. He's a nice guy. Not Trudeau.
Yeah, no. Telling me that I should appreciate him. As if I didn't work.
What are you saying?
Yo, misogyny is a thing, though. Misogynoir, especially, is a heck of a thing. And you have to understand, like, the life that I've had, that moment was, like, the defining moment for me where I just said, enough. Like, When you actually say hashtag not today, that was a not today. And I'm talking on the phone and my husband's like looking at me like, oh God, Lord, Trudeau, please stop talking. Please stop talking, brother.
Because he knows, dude, certain black women in the community, don't rile them up.
Guy, I'm turning green. The Hulk, like my shirt is ripping. Like I'm turning, like I'm going all Incredible Hulk on him. And it's like, who are you? What?
Yeah,
not today. We were not having it that day. And, you know, it was important for me to really stand up in that moment. Like, we tell our children, we tell my daughters, we tell our people, like, to stand up for yourself. And what are we supposed to do? Oh, stand up for yourself if it isn't a powerful name.
Yeah.
Stand up for yourself if it's someone, like, mediocre. Stand up for yourself if it's not a political establishment. Nah, you stand up for yourself 110 or don't bother at all. And in that particular moment, I either had the opportunity to stand in my values and my principles and say, no, you do not speak to me that way. Mm-hmm. I was elected the same way you were, brother. The same way you got here is how I got here. We may have different titles, but I represent 130,000 people strong. You don't you dare talk to me like
let
that.
Let them know. You have to let them know. So, Selena, with all that said, how do you feel about politics now?
I'm still cool. I want people to run. I want people to get involved. I want people to, like, I'll go back in the game.
Okay.
I just can't follow this leader. Like, I can't follow him. I mean, you know, when you want to ride for someone, you want to make sure that you're able to, like, ride or die with them. He ain't about that with me. Yeah. And I'm not, love was no longer being served, so
You have to go. No doggy bag. You know what? Keep the drinks. No, I ain't leaving no tip. My name is Selena Caesar Chavanez. I ain't leaving no tip. No, but I'm happy that you still have somewhat of a love for politics and you didn't let this situation kind of deter you, because other people didn't let that situation kind of deter them from continuing or pursuing this passion.
We need to be there. We have brothers, indigenous brothers, black brothers, filling our federal penitentiaries, not because they're worse than anyone else. It's because there's racism in the system. The Globe and Mail did a report on this, bias behind bars. It is because of racism. Mm-hmm. Look at our child welfare system in Toronto. 9% of the population is black. 40% of the children in child welfare are black children. You want us to be out the game? We want to be out of politics? Are you mud?
Yeah.
Come on. When you see kids dropping out of school, black kids dropping out of school, when you see how many of our women are dying with COVID because they're PSWs, you have to be political. Everything about our existence is political. We don't have a choice but to be political.
So it's fair to say you're going to start your own party. What's going to happen? Now, I know I'm not going to be the first person to have this take. I know your husband must have nudged you a couple times at the dinner table.
Hold on now.
You know where I'm going. Hold on now. I'm looking at you. I'm like, okay, hold on. You're an author. You have two MBAs. You've already served on Parliament. I said, well, it seems to me you check off a lot of boxes here to be Prime Minister of the country.
Ain't that a word?
The morning, listen. I love my job. I love what I do, Selena.
Ain't that a word,
Selena?
Right,
what would it take for you to really take it seriously and be like, you know what? I could be Prime Minister of Canada.
No, brother. I already take that seriously. Hmm? That's not a pipe dream. That could be reality. Let there be a leadership convention. You better believe I'll be in there. You know, my theme music, I already have it. It's gonna be like soca playing. People wonder what's going on there.
Bacchanal in Parliament. Are you gonna bring doubles and bacchanal to Parliament? You need to be the next Prime Minister of Canada.
All of a sudden they're smelling curry down the hall in the center block. What is that?
You're bringing fish cakes to all the MPs from different provinces.
Yeah, man. Bacon shock, all kind of thing. You don't know.
Oh, my God. Montreal, my city. I've been speaking with Selena Caesar Chavanez. She's a businesswoman, former MP of Whitby. She told Trudeau a whole bunch of stuff, but she told him the honest truth, and we appreciate you for that. Her book is called Can You Hear Me Now? I want to urge everybody to go buy this book. Selena, let the people know where they can purchase Can You Hear Me Now?
Oh, my goodness. It's available everywhere. Bookstores, books are sold. If your bookstore, if your local indie bookstore doesn't have it, make sure you tell them to order it. And then available online at selinacc.ca. Just cop a book there, man.
Listen, man, I've been waiting for this interview for a long time, and it was worth it. You're an amazing person. And I'm you know, when I do the intro of the show, I'm just gonna say I interviewed the future Prime Minister of Canada. That's all I know.
We'll talk the real. Manifest it. Manifest it, brother.
I don't see why not. I did read a news report yesterday that said that politics is still a man's world. It's still a, what do you call it, an old boys club?
Let's shake that up.
No, listen, man. Let's shake it up. Selina, please come back. Oh, before I let you go, more books? Can we turn this into a play? What's going on? A little movie? Who's playing Selina on Lifetime?
Yeah, well, that's copyrighted. Like, that's privileged information. Can't release that.
Okay. Well, you and I will talk when I come down to Whitby. It's been a pleasure talking to you. Future Prime Minister of Canada, Selina Cesar-Chavanez. It's been amazing. Her book is called Can You Hear Me Now?
All right. Thank you so much. It has been love. Much love. Thank you.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Rolling on your wheel now. I'm drinking Hennessy now. I hope you see now. Say you don't bust my eyeglass. You don't scatter my plans. See my eye, I don't cross. You put me for ambulance. See why you make me bitch. See why you make me bitch. See what you did to me. God save me, please. You got me now, I know you got me now, I know you got me now. Followed you up and down, followed you up and down, followed you up and now I done lost my mind, now I done lost my mind, now I done lost my, now and I know you lied, now I know you lied, now I know, cause the doctor said I burnt my liver. I've been drinking, smoking cigars, used to sing and play my guitar, now I'm lost in this, I'm bizarre. Everything I do, everything where you talk, I do, everything where you ask, I do, say you don't bust my eyeglass, you don't scatter my plans, see my eye, I don't cross, you put me for ambulance, why you make me feel?
Who got this kind of fire in the city? What morning show is better than the Morning Detour?
Baby, you got fire, yeah.
The mighty CKUT 90.3 FM.
Baby, you got fire, yeah. I'm gonna see when they go the guy, yeah. If you're all along on my mind, yeah. You're really getting my life,
Je zei ik mag het stoten, wow. Jamoffa die was grote tijden toen je massig loopt. En dat neem ik je niet kwalijk, je wordt een stange guy. Voor jouw lifestyle is het een belangrijke eis. Deze tijden die zijn heet, iedereen moet naar Dubai gaan. Maar kan je Dubai aan, money aan de zijkant? Ik had geen plak, ik werd een plak voor je eindstand. Nu kunnen we kwijt gaan, tripje naar Jamaica.
Ay, 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 put it on the side, yeah, 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 yeah. Now, baby, you've been fire, yeah. Exceed the yeah, yeah, yeah. You've been even in my mind, yeah, yeah. Baby, you've been fire, yeah.
I'm a sleep and I go the guy, yeah, yeah, yeah. If you're all on my mind, yeah, yeah, yeah. You're really getting my life, yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, but the deeper they go, the up in my life. You're the only one that can save me, yeah, yeah. Yeah, but I'm intimate, side by side, yeah. Alles wat je nodig hebt, heb ik nu voor jou. Al die geld, neem ze maar voor jou, blijf ik trouw. Ik ben egoïstisch als het gaat om je love. You are one of a kind, yeah.
Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Ay, 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 ay. Yes, I do the fire, yeah, yeah, yeah.
See, I'm not too or something. Sure says you not be from this place. She feelin' do like a special something. So I say she be from outer space. See my girl with the African beauty. Killer wine.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
I'm just trying to feel best. Learn to love all my enemies. Just they follow my destiny. I they won't make you part of destiny. I'm just trying to feel blessed. Learn to love all my enemies. Just they follow my destiny. I they won't make you part of destiny. Oh yeah, recognize, oh. This kind of love, no go get his eyes, oh. Call Mr. Gently, gently, oh. Mr. Gently, gently, oh. Oh yeah, recognize, oh. This kind of love, no go get his eyes, oh. Call Mr. Gently, gently, oh. Call me Mr. Gently, gently, oh. Make my reminisce of you. It go make a thing. This say you my medicine for this love flu. So make we glue, make we stick together. Not only you, baby, come and make we go on body, yo. Baby, you, only you I need forever. Make we day forever. See my girl, she a natural something. Just say she no be from this place. Feed and do like a special something. Just say she be from outer space. See my girl with her African beauty. Killer wine and a cute, cute way. I don't really get no much to say. Baby girl, mo put up the play. I'm just trying to feel blessed. Learn to love all my enemies. Just then follow my destiny. I don't want to make you part of destiny.
Girl, I love you. Darling, I care for you more than my own self. Darling, I share with you all goodness and well. Said we can have just one night, or we can have one whole life if we play it cool. Yeah, we can have that one thing, or we can have everything if our hearts are true. Girl, slow down. Girl, let me love you. Darling, slow down. Let me get to know you.
Baby, I've been fantasizing. Just looking in your eyes, you know I'm looking for more. And you're what I've been praying for. This kind of love don't come around like this. I'm not one to play around like this. It's so real, and I love how it feels. I love it when we slowly sway. I love it when we think the same thing. I love the way we move, the way we move. Yeah. We can have every night, yeah. We can have every day. Ooh, I want you to.
Could this be love or infatuation? Thank you, don't ask me any question. She's always on my skin like a body lotion. Oh, the queen of my nation. Black man say, are you me adore? 100% you know me, sure. You keep me so warm, so safe and secure. Oh, and to you, girl, me heart is pure. Yeah, I'm happy, happy. Every time when you come around, girl, I'm happy, happy. Every time when you turn around, really when you come around, me baby love it when me drop a sound. You love me, lost me, tell you what's been found. To every hater, it is out of bounds. Girl, I'm happy, happy. Every time when you come around, girl, I'm happy, happy. Every time when you turn around.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I love the morning show. It's the Morning Detour. Weezy Moon Chase alongside Lorena. Now it's about that time for us to do some community updates. Lorena, what's going on in the city?
Well, there are a few things happening, especially because it's springtime now. But first, I do want to mention some things that I mentioned last week. So Montreal in Action, we're well aware about this organization. They are still looking for artists. So if you are a visual artist, they're looking for 8 of them to bring their campaign, 38 Recommendations Against Systemic Racism and Discrimination to life. And they actually just announced you have till April 30th to apply. Okay. So if you know anybody that's a visual artist and you want to get into activism, you want to help out your community, definitely hit them up. Also, I didn't know this, but Illumi has been back. So they have a springtime edition. So you have, this weekend is the last weekend, actually, if you want to go and see the light show for springtime, you can go on their website and reserve your spot. Another outdoor activity to do is the Biodome, Botanical Gardens, the Greenhouses, and Planetarium.
I am doing the Planetarium later on today after the show. I want to see the Milky Way. I want to lean back. Do I got to wear my mask to go spatial? I'm Weezy Moon Chaser.
Yes, you need to wear your mask. Are you going to the butterfly show?
No. Should I go to the butterfly show? Well, at this point, we're going to all the shows. Ain't nothing else to do. I'm going to see the lights. I'm going to Planetarium. I'm going to go to the botanical. Whatever is happening, I'm going to have to go.
Well, I like butterflies, so I went 1 year. And
you like butterflies? I've been friends with you a long time. I know you're a butterfly enthusiast.
Yes, I am.
I never saw you once post a butterfly. Do you have like little butterflies on your wall? Do you collect them?
No, it's not that serious. But I do have pictures. When I went, with my goddaughter.
Right.
And yeah, we were hanging out with the butterflies. But yes, so all of those things are open every day. So that is something that you can do with your kids or not. They do recommend to buy the fixed time tickets, just to make sure that you get in, because again, there's limited spaces, just to respect the COVID restrictions. Another thing that's happening next Friday, April 16th, is Black Pioneers in the Medical Field with Stephanie Bumba. So this is for all the people in the medical field. If you are interested, between 1 and 2 p.m. on Zoom, they will be going through the different Black Pioneers in the medical field that aren't normally highlighted. So this is being put on by McGill Nurses for Community Service. As mentioned last week, too, there is the book launch that's happening with H. Nigel Thomas, his new book that's coming out, Easily Fooled. Mm-hmm. This is a free event that's happening on Thursday, April 15th at 7 p.m. At the Argo Bookshop, which the address is 1915 St. Catherine Street West. So you can purchase his book and also get it signed. He will be there as well.
I'd also like to mention, too, I saw a post. I should have saved it. There's been a lot of Black published books throughout this pandemic. So yes, we have a lot of literature of our own for our culture, for our community that we can tap into. And let's be honest, people, we have the time. We have the time. Find a nice corner in your place, you know what I mean? Cozy up on the couch, put a little pillow down, right, Lorena? I got one in the studio here. I sit back and I read books, man. Get it popping.
Yeah, and it doesn't have to be a physical book, too. It can definitely be an audiobook. So now you have options.
Do you feel that you're cheating the experience a little bit when we go audiobook opposed to just feeling the book in your hand and really pushing the pages yourself? Do you like the audio? Me personally, I love the audiobook because I'm busy, but I like the paperback as well.
I prefer to have the actual physical book because I like to really like underline some stuff. I like to write like little notes and stuff, or I'll have my notebook and I'll write stuff. audiobooks, I usually do those when I'm on the go. But it is another experience where if I can't get the book here, then I can always get it by the audio version. So I go both, but I prefer the physical book.
Yeah, I got some of your books at home. I go to. I still got some of your books.
So another event that's happening, which is really cool, another organization that's doing a lot for women in Canada is Pitch Better. They are having their hashtag Found Her Summit, which is happening on April 12th at 7 p.m. Eastern. They actually had a survey that they put out for Black women or BIPOC women entrepreneurs to fill out because they're really trying to help entrepreneurs and receive the money, help them pitch their businesses to grow. So this will be a diverse group of women across Canada that will engage in an intimate discussion about Black entrepreneurship. So you could definitely follow their social media pages. The organization is called Pitch Better, and they have a lot of resources for women. And then, of course, Yes Montreal, they are getting ready to have their pre-accelerator program. It's called Elevate Women Entrepreneurs. So an information session is happening on April 14th at 1 p.m. Eastern. And so what the accelerator program will do, it will connect you to seasoned business advisors. They have exclusive programming, community and peer networks. This gives you visibility. And they also have awards up to $20,000. And there's a lot more stuff that comes with it. And it's a 3-month period that basically turns into a pitch competition. There's only 10 spots. You can register at yesmontreal.ca. You can register right now, actually, if you just want to go ahead. But if you want to attend the information session to see if you qualify, April 14th at 1 p.m. Eastern, that will be happening. So definitely check out yesmontreal.ca for more information. And last but not least, next week we have, not next week, the week after, I think, Method Man and Red Man, April 20th versus Battle to get ready for that.
So it's Method Man versus Red Man?
Mm-hmm.
So who you got in that?
Method Man.
I'm gonna have to agree with you. Red is good too. Red Man is great too.
No, he's definitely great, but I'm also a fan of Wu-Tang. I'm a big Method Man fan, so that's where I'm going.
I'm really sad. I didn't like the remake of How High. How High, the original with Method Man and Red Man, I think was so authentic, was so, you know, I think a testament of a good movie where it feels effortless, where it feels like, oh my gosh, yeah, I could really see myself in this movie. And the first How High felt so organic. It felt like...
It's them.
Yeah, it's them. I just want to say that, right? Oh, man, it felt so great. Well, thank you so much for the community updates, Larina. Let's play some more Hot Blazing. Hip-hop and R&B is the Morning Detour. We are loaded.
Have you on the smoothie?
It's the Morning Detour.
You hear that?
DJ Boom 1. That new Frankie Montana. We got all the hits,
only fans was.
Yeah.
Whoop, remix is a movie. Show me the box like Boosie. She jump off the vert like Uzi. Blue cheese. Hunnis, blue cheese. Model face like Carucci. Makeup like Jeezy and Gucci. I flow like Big with the coochie. Swagged out. I'ma ride on them till that max out. Favorite rap back out. When that only fans was out. You know I'm back. My neck full of Fiji. King of New York, out of PC. Back on my boat. AR with a full clip. FDR with a new whip. Senator DR for a new hip. We up on the ops like 2-zip. I'm Larry Davis, old Webster. Got rid of weight like Flex. Yeah, so bad with the chef. Breaking bad with the fresh McGregor with the left.
Hey, when you know I hit poppin' every night. Gotta risk it all, tryna live a legendary life. Gotta keep up with me on you even when it's close friends. Trying not to mix the money up. Really just touching second there. Followed up, I say a prayer. Never know, can't be too prepared. Champagne boost to catch my tears. Hope this shit gon' be my year. Mama told me that I was rare. Call my sister, I'm a glare. Both eyes closed, don't care. Dreams of a Porsche kept me up at night. Facts, I ain't, I'm not tryna act polite. The true story, they don't see the sacrifice. Trying not to mix the money up.
emotions. Yeah, load up the jet, I'm ready. I'm trying to live this shit legendary. I got these niggas getting set already. All these diamonds that sold me, they're necessary. I got king in my blood, it's hereditary. She showed me love like a fairy wear. I fell asleep, I was in that music. When I woke up, she giving me her that ready. Yeah, she wanna spoil me. I just want loyalty. Yeah, yeah. Chopper in a Lamborghini, that fish like royalty. Yeah, yeah. Cause you know it when they see me, it ain't no store me. Whoa, me in traffic is action, no lagging, I'm moving accordingly. I'm watching Kanye, he on the television, talking truck, he supporting me. Damn. I got some music with tunnel vision in the club, they deported me. Damn. I know some niggas that jealous of me from my hood, they wanna slow to me. I know they never can get to me, I done got rich, now need to dig in history.
Any nigga happen when you are popping every night. Gotta risk it all, tryna live a legendary life. Gotta keep a boomy on you even when it's close friends. Trying not to mix the money up.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Shawty ain't gon' shoot, but got a though. Shawty ain't gon' I'ma spend the loot to kick the front door. Spaghetti come from heaven, no so petty.
Spaghetti.
We ain't buying the cat that you keep selling.
She selling.
I done spent 250 just on bailing.
250.
Get some pressure cookie that I keep in hell.
Pressure.
Dives on my life. Chanel, my attire. Dripping homicide.
Trip.
Pull up in the coupe and let the wings touch the sky.
Wings.
Shooters on the left wing looking at your spies.
Wings.
Please don't try to try.
Try.
Yummy high. Blame Jane Paddock. Philippe, time flies.
Paddock.
Fly. Might still trust him. You can't trust him cause he shy. I'm a choker sitting on my turtleneck of tie.
Woo.
I'ma put a batter. Yo, at it. They call me daddy.
Call me daddy.
Ain't no static. We clapping the automatic.
Clap it, clap it.
No capping. We stacking the mathematics.
Stack.
Ain't no napping. The package. We got to catch it.
Package.
Let my dog hit it. Gone pat it. Shake it. I'll make you sleep on the floor. I make a pallet. Put that drip on, I get fly on the carpet like a ladder.
Fly.
One call, count to 10, see the Mac 11.
11.
Broke, he a peasant. I'm swimming with the sharks, don't go out when it's dark.
Sharks.
Parallel park, Lamborghini beat the odds. Hit the road jack like I'm Ray Charles.
Buy
10 car garage, I put 10 in the loft.
Ten.
I put 10 on your boss.
Ten.
Set of twins at the house.
Twins.
Straight up out the north,
no.
From your chin to your mouth.
Chin.
Drip, need a towel like
towel.
A field water fountain.
Bow.
But she put it in, I'm a fair bill in the house.
Hurt.
Pink toe vibes in the condo.
Pink toe.
Richard Mill more than a hundo.
Richard Mill.
Shawty ain't gon' shoot, but got a though. I'ma spend the loot to kick the front door. Spaghetti come from heaven, no so good.
Me not lie. Got lost in her eyes. Found something I like, yeah. Weren't even my type. Me not lie. We had drinks all night. Put my phone on silent. And I don't know why. No, I couldn't leave her. Should've said bye, Felicia. Must've been the tequila. I wish you had amnesia. Come, what I did can't be undone. Kiss and chase, baby, run. Don't give my love to no one.
Bad belly when she get. You gon' try, she not forget. No forgiveness, so To the left. Wanna take a real life reset. She said, nah, don't make no effect, oh, ha, 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 ha. And I say, no vex, oh, no vex, oh, ha, ha. My baby, don't vex, oh, my baby, don't vex, oh, ha, ha. And I say, no vex, oh, don't vex, oh, ha, ha. My baby, don't vex, oh, don't vex, oh, ha, ha.
I just wanna get behind you on the dance floor. Then I take you back to the back of the dance club. Handsome, always call me handsome. Then I hand rub, throw tantrums. If you leave me, that's it. Lord, no lie. When I ride on a beat, I just try to supply. Gonna be good. Thank you, I need care much. I'm indoor. Rip good, but I think I'm an asshole. Fuck me good, then I fuck so long that the moon and the sun's position is sick, bro. And I roll it over, I call it a pick, bro. I'm on top, I don't mind if we switch roles. Next morning when we leave, you can switch clothes. Pissed off, you ain't get my number when I hit door. Real nice with the words, but I mean with a nice stroke. And I kinda bite though, alright, ho?
Bad belly when she get. You gon' try, she ain't no forget. No forgiveness, so To the left. Wanna take a real life reset. She said, nah, don't make no effect, oh, ha. And I say, no vex, no vex, oh, ha. My baby, don't vex, oh. My baby, don't vex, oh, ha.
Yes, people, don't know it's me, the one and only White Yardie. Oh, if you say yes, you don't know it's me when I read you, and you can't even see me. But don't worry about that, right now you're tuning to the Morning Detour Show. You don't know.
You are now locked into the Morning Detour Mix.
on CKUT 90.3 FM.
La vaccination contre la COVID-19 est en cours pour les groupes prioritaires. Allez sur québec.ca/vaccin-COVID pour suivre la séquence de vaccination prévue dans votre région et prendre votre rendez-vous en ligne. Au besoin, vous pouvez téléphoner au 1-877-644-4545. Après avoir reçu le vaccin, vous devez continuer de vous protéger en respectant les consignes sanitaires de base. C'est important. Le vaccin, un moyen sûr de nous protéger. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
It was almost love, almost something worth singing about.
Sandra Botha, her songs will touch your heart and fuel your soul. Winner of the Toronto Blues Society Talent Search, Sandra Botha is an R&B and soul singer-songwriter. Her new release, Falling Away From Me, is filled with deep grooves that reveal her sultry and soulful vocals. Catch a live online concert April 10th. Tickets and info available at sandrabouza.com.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
You know we gotta close out the show with some lover boy music. It's nothing but the best R&B.
I know what you feel.
This is The Morning Detour.
Living off of
I am DJ Moon One.
Yeah, I've seen it all.
It's another beautiful Friday. Let's do what we do.
I do the same thing. But if I told you it's alright, there's a reason you're here with me. Comfortable in your own mind.
Oh my.
That's the way that it needs to be. If you wanna feel this high, this side of me, need to open up your eyes so you can see.
Whoa, whoa.
And what's real to you is real, real to me. We should take turns explaining. So let's share our fantasy. So let's share our fantasy. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Girl, I know you got every reason to be afraid. Girl, I know if there's anything that I'm gonna say, feelings mutual. I let you down in the past, but let it go. Said I'm a man of many more. So don't give up if you wanna feel this high, this size. Of me.
Of me,
need
of
to
me.
Open up your eyes so you can see.
Whoa, whoa. Whoa, whoa.
If you had to run into work, if you missed the show, you can always catch us on Mixcloud, The Morning Detour.
Must yeah. be liquor, cause I feel stripper in tonight. We should in some midnight. We should.
The Morning Detour on CKUT
90.3 FM. No, it don't make no sense. No, I don't wanna lose your love. How do we save it? I used to be your favorite till I got lost. I found me, baby. And I lost focus, I had to locate it. But did you notice, baby? Nah, 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 nah. See, I'm losing all my focus. If you choosing, am I chosen? Cruising in this cold Benz. Soon picking up your friends. Give me dirty looks, cause they know a lot. 100 with you, yeah, they know I'm not. Give a 25, not a whole lot. A new text to you would be a long shot. Cause these conversations been bone dry. You know that I've been in my zone. I fought around and made this song. I hope you're going out for a long drive. Listen to me right my wrongs. I did wrong, baby, I ain't gonna lie. Lonesome, don't need a long time. I need a phone line. Should I hit up 310 at 305? She don't know me, oh my. Shoot the Eddie, I bet I be on time. It's true that he lit like neon sign. But you get it lit way beyond mine. Cool as it is, you don't need my shine. Took a lot of time just to free my mind. cause I got too many thoughts packed, I got too many. Caught lacking in the coop with the new boo. I should've had the coop tinted. You the baddest, yeah, the shoes fitting. What's that, Gucci or Bushin? It got new Dior, three new Fendi. This I'm foolish, I'm proving it with a GG. Now that's a guilt gift. Looking at the hands that I built with, and I'm thinking about the things that I will fix. And I know you gotta heal just a little bit, but I will fix it. Torn, all we needed was a little stitching. When I got money, should've been chill with it. Instead, I act on me, been triloquist. I know it's wet, honey. Got me feeling sick. Must be the jet, honey, cause I found someone different tonight. We shed in turn and nights. And we shed stories about life and wrongs. I'm still right. And I know it don't make no sense. No, I don't wanna lose your love. How do we save it? Girl, I used to be your favorite till I got lost. I found me, baby. And I lost focus, I had to locate it. But did you notice, baby? Right now I'm focused, baby. I'm focused right now. Well, at least you know it now. Maybe we should slow it down.
Oh my God, we still got more. The better vibes, the morning detour. The mighty CKUT 90.3 FM. Let's get it.
Yeah. I've been spending money like I'm balling, baby. You don't spend no money on me, but you on me, baby. That is vintage on my body, yeah, it costs like 80 bills. Cheap thrills in the hills, hidden hills, get it? Feel like you was about me, you know I'm elated. How you worry about me, you don't call me baby. Wasn't fucking with me, now you on me lately. This that shit that I be talking about. This that bitch that you was talking about. Tell that bitch get out the session. He cannot come over. I like when you drunk, aggressive when you sober. Oh, dollar bills. Never been an issue, ain't no problem, baby. How you deal down and still stay with your mama, baby? It's a shame cause you can't see me when you wanna, baby. Chill in a veil, blowing bills, taking pills, faded. How I end up becoming your karma, baby? Didn't sign up for all of this drama, baby. Chasing you and I could chase these commas, baby. Dollar bills.
Nothing feels better than to know you. And nothing's
more important. The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
Nothing's more exciting than the time spent with you. No one but you can love me true. How you love me when you love me and you tell me everything is gonna be alright. Yeah, and you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it, wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me. I like it when it's just us talking and you don't hold it against me. That you don't really need me for nothing, but I need you for everything. And when I'm honest with you, telling you my issues, you keep it official every time I kick it with you. It's no games, no games. Oh, don't change, cause you mean the world to me. You are my everything, and I never, no, never, never ever wanna know what it's like without you. I wanna wake up to you every day.
this forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list. Wanna walk it like I talk it. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
When you speak, when you speak to me, I promise I'll listen. May not always get it, but I promise to try. Cause when you speak, when you speak to me, it feels right. Feels like I can do anything, everything, all things to you.
I wanna wake up to you every day. I think I feel like it's forever. As long as we're together, wanna know you each and every way. I promise to be honest when I speak to you. Wanna put you at the top of my list.
Top of
wanna
my
walk
list.
It like I'm talking. Wanna give you everything. Please tell me that you're rocking with this. You know all the ways to speak to me.
God bless the dream chasers. If you got a dream, keep chasing it. Never let nobody hate you out your dreams. You gonna make it. Yeah. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Shit, we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach, and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it.
See, I know how it feels on a late night, swimming with the great whites, drowning in the deep waters. Know you got three daughters, could use some resources. Nah, we just need order. I got my own bad news, a reporter. They ain't even safe, they wanna deport us. I'd rather keep us boxed in on the street corners. If you gon' stop and frisk it, at least warn us. My dog's still on probation, they got a leash on us. Far from stupid, in fact, I'm smarter than Harvard students. Spark the movement and put an end to this garbage music. Got me thinking like this can't be life. Stupid, voted for the Antichrist.
I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Shit, we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach, and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it. Yeah, it was hell here. My people killing in the 12 here. Got my mama black card, and she was just on welfare. That's ghost. Did it on my own, I got myself here. When God asked me, do I want this shit? I said, hell yeah, I'm ready. When I put the crown on, it was heavy. I was drowning in my past like when Katrina broke the levees in New Orleans. In my city to them kids, I'm like Jordan. Every move I made like chess is important. I just went against the system, spending nights trying to reform it. Late at night thinking I could lose my life just from doing this. It's a sacrifice, I know it won't be right if I forfeit. But I do it for the young kings that never had no voices, for real.
I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Shit, we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach, and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me. Yeah. I'm gonna make it. Okay, I reminisce the cold days in wintertime. Got home by dinner time. 7-Eleven runs, Gatorade flavor, lemon lime. Hot Cheetos, Arizona's oranges, clementine. The first job I ever applied for was Finish Line. Sometime I be forgetting, then remember I'm savior of the rap. The leader of the renaissance, self-appointed, well-anointed for my endeavors. I'm iron cheddar, applying pressure to find setups. The rap game is based upon what lying better. If truth is told, then you can grow and die and never know I'm everlasting. Better grasping this thing in life. I heard me hook and I told him to sing it twice,
my God. I could've died on that payment. Every time I see my mom, I be like, wait a minute. She know it's something wrong with me, but I don't say shit. And I've been tired of chasing dreams, but I'm gon' chase it. Shit, we ain't never had a shot, how we gon' take it? Success is in my arm reach, and I can taste it. In the mansion, I was just down in the basement. They ain't believe in me, but I'm gon' make it.
Yeah, Montreal, my city. Thank you for joining us for the last 2 hours. This has been The Morning Detour. You know I always got enough with some vibes. Yeah, have a blessed weekend.
I'm looking for some visa.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
blow up some trees tonight. Blow up some trees, I'm looking for some peace. I'm looking for some peace of mind. Whoa, 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 whoa. Nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, waiting 9 days face. So nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, it's in 9 days face. So nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, it's in 9 days CEO. Nobody know, nobody know. Nobody know, it's in 9 days CEO. So many things just there for my mind, oh. How many happiness man fit to buy, oh. Every day man need to wake up to hustle, oh. But we know this setting waiting goes up tomorrow, hey, one bottle she not to cure my grace. One bottle she not to cure my grace. You know be dead this country when you know they grace. Gunshot now let's be meditating.
The Morning Detour on CKUT 90.3 FM.
A region or a neighboring region is red. To curb the spread of COVID-19, gatherings with family and friends in private homes and yards are prohibited. Travel between regions should be avoided. It is forbidden to leave your home between 9:30 p.m. and 5 a.m. Visit quebec.ca/coronavirus to learn more about other measures in place to fight COVID-19. Follow all the rules, all the time, no exceptions. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Hi. This is Lee Fields from Soulfi Records. And when I'm in Montreal, I listen to CKUT 90.3 on the FM dial.
You're listening to CKUT 90.3 FM.
Good morning and welcome. This is Jazz Muck.